Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, March 5. Coming up, over 1,000 athletes registered for insurance plan and government and World Bank sign $15 million loan agreement. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's search for oil and gas is moving forward. In March 2018, exploration company Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. A survey vessel will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. The government and the World Bank have signed a $15 million loan agreement aimed at providing greater financial support for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says $5 million will go towards boosting the credit enhancement facility for guarantees to MSME loans. Another $5 million has been earmarked to support the establishment of an SME fund for risk capital financing. $4.962 million has been set aside to improve access to finance and business development services for MSMEs.
The Access to Finance project is expected to broaden the scope of financing options currently available to this sector by the development of financial instruments specifically designed for this sector, as well as to provide recommendations for further improving the legal and regulatory framework supporting business development.
Minister Shaw was speaking at the signing ceremony last Friday. The project will be implemented by the Development Bank of Jamaica over a five-year period. Ground is to be broken in short order for the construction of five new high schools. That's the word from Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, who was addressing the Standing Finance Committee in the House of Representatives on March 1.
The allocation for Capital A, $732.6 million. This represents major infrastructure work to remove schools from the shift system and relieve overcrowding and provide ramps to school.
Senator Reid says the ministry will be working to have the schools completed within 3 to 5 years. In the meantime, the minister says work is ongoing to remove more schools from the shift system. He says this will require the building of 17 new schools to accommodate all students on the full-day system. More than 1,300 athletes from 28 sports associations are now registered with the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan, JAIP. The plan was implemented in 2016 and provides group health, life and personal accident coverage for beneficiaries aged 7 to 75 years. Sport Minister Olivia Grange is urging more sporting federations and associations to sign up with the scheme to get as many athletes covered as possible.
We do have a problem where one major sporting association is not fully cooperating in ensuring that their athletes are registered, and this is a major challenge, but we will be addressing that matter. There are brokers and there are others who want to create their own insurance, and as a result they are not ensuring that their athletes are signed up for this program, which exists, which is an excellent program.
Minister Grange made the announcement during the meeting of the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament recently. The plan will cost just under $60 million per annum. Among the organizations helping to fund the JAIP are the Sports Development Foundation, National Health Fund, Tourism Enhancement Fund, and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says there's need to step up activities to engage young people and school administrators to achieve a reduction in substance abuse in schools. Recent studies by the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, in educational institutions have indicated a growing trend of substance abuse among teenagers. Minister Tufton says if not tackled appropriately, the problem may have repercussions on the children and the wider society.
The consequences of abuse are very clear. It's not just about the individual. It's not just about the victims who may fall prey to deviant behavior. It's about the cost, generally speaking, to society, to families, to communities, and indeed to public health. And so from that perspective, it is important to embrace, to support, and to continue that collaborative effort.
The health minister was addressing the recent opening of a drug treatment court in Morant Bay, St. Thomas. The purpose of drug treatment courts, introduced in 2001, is to provide an alternative to incarceration for drug-dependent offenders through counseling and other interventions. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.